Welcome back to my podcast, Inside Out. This is another episode where I recorded a first date with a guy I met on dating apps. So we matched on Hinge, and when I asked him of date ideas, he suggested that we could record a podcast together. So compared to the last first date episode I had, which was recorded over voice chat, this episode is an in-person recording. Because we recorded this on a sunny day at the beach, there's quite a lot of background noises. Apologies to the compromised audio quality. Hope you enjoy the show.
So tell me some good stories, because I can't understand those episodes.
I'll summarize the highlights. Best/worst story.
Okay.
Which I already talked about in my episode, but that's okay.
This is for the English viewers. When you have a lot of fans one day, and then the English viewers.
Maybe one day when you have a podcast with an audience, we can throw each other.
Yeah.
So this guy, that was when I just started using dating app, and I met a guy, and he was attractive to me, and then he made me think that he was looking for a relationship, but he's apparently not in the end. How I found out is, so basically the first time we meet, after the first date, for which he was late for 15 minutes, and then he was like, "Do you want to be my girlfriend?" It's a huge red flag, but I didn't really see it because I was really new into dating, and so I sort of liked him, but he was just behaving like a fuckboy, but not even in a very meticulous way.
Very obvious.
Yeah, very obvious, but I didn't spot it. And how I busted him was, I was Googling his WhatsApp profile picture.
Oh.
Like using image search.
Reverse
image. And then there came up a post on a Chinese forum where a girl posted this picture and said, "This guy is lying about his age and job and name and profession."
Everything.
And then just to get girls to sleep with him and then ghost him. And so I was really...
Oh, the picture's real?
The picture is real, because I met him.
Oh, okay.
The picture is real, but all the information is false. Like, he makes up a persona or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I was really... It was a funny experience. So I was going to confront him. I didn't tell him, but I said, I need to see you. I need to ask you something or tell you something. And so I asked him about it, and he's like, he took it super coolly. And he said, "Oh, it's just a really revengeful girl." And it was just like she venting her anger, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Making it up.
Yeah. And because he took it so calmly, I assume he already saw the post everywhere. And I started to sort of believe him, but then I still felt really insecure, and I wanted to see if he's really legit. So, and then from more search, I found his dating profile on Shiji Jiayuan, which is probably the biggest dating platform in China, and it's also international, but.
I feel like Tantan's bigger here.
Tantan is a dating app, but that's a platform where people actually put a lot of information on their salaries too.
Oh.
The car brand, like for serious dating.
Oh,
okay. For like marriage kind of dating.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Not for young people. Oh. So I found his profile there, and he sort of had a different persona and looks really legit on there. And so I sent him a message, because that's what you can do with that app. And then I pretended to be looking for hookups. And then he was like, "Oh," and he was obviously down to fuck. So how I got my revenge is I basically told him, "Oh, we can meet at this place this time," and just let him go, and he stood up. Yeah.
So evil.
That's my revenge.
That's good, though. And then you just block him on everything?
I did block him, but we just... I think he was going to ghost me anyways. I feel like he figured it's too much effort to get me to bed. So he was going to ghost me anyways. So
okay.
I don't think he knew it was me who faked it.
Who did it,
but he wasn't going to...
Because then he has to text every single girl. See, was this you?
Yeah.
That was the worst one, right?
That's the worst one, but I feel like it's the funniest story.
Yeah, now the best experience.
How do you... What makes a good experience? Like, if it's so memorable and so good, then it ended for a reason, and that reason can be for
that's
good.
That's true.
Yeah.
But the...
What about your worst experience?
I don't have, like, anything too crazy, I guess, because... Like, for me, the worst one that I just had is just that the girl doesn't really look like her photos in person. So when I see her, it's just kind of...
Like, not the same person, or just...
It's the same person, but the photos are very flattering, okay. I suppose. Like, it's not a fair...
representation.
Yeah.
Did you meet your exes on dating apps?
Yeah, like, the people that I've dated here were on dating apps, because I have, like, cousins
anyone.
Here, and I have, like, one or two friends that moved from it eventually, but, yeah, like, the people I ended up dating here are from dating apps. Back home, it was different, right, because you go to school, and you know people, and, like, you meet people through other friends and whatnot, but then here, and I'm not a super social or extroverted person either, so I'm not going out and putting myself out there just to meet strangers all the time, right, like, I just like to hang out with my close friends and just, like, stay at home or just go to the gym or do whatever.
Yeah. If something comes out of it, like a podcast, that's a good experience.
That's true.
Yeah, I had a good experience, a fun thing, activity. We went to the border of Canada-US mm-hmm. and helped him shoot a YouTube video.
Oh.
Growing.
That's cool.
Good experience for me is learning something new or doing something that I've not done before.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm looking for in dating apps too. Like, new experiences.
That's true. I think I probably haven't, like, met a lot of people organically, but I've probably met enough people from the apps where it's just, like, if you just, like, even go, like, I don't know, like, even, like, an experience like this, like, I haven't been recorded, right? So, like, this is probably something, regardless of what happens, it's, like, at least memorable, and it is something different that I've done.
Yeah.
So it's cool. So you said that you're looking for, like, a relationship now?
Yeah, eventually I'm looking for a relationship, because that's a new experience for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I remember on one of the podcasts I listened to from you, you said, like, if it's someone you know, you're probably not going to go out with, but then if you are attracted to them, then at least, like, hooking up with them is, like, fun.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I guess that's, like, that's how I, like, sort of see it, too, because...
But I feel like that requires someone who I fundamentally disagree or in some way to keep it just a hookup buddy.
Or like, even, well, what if, like, the other person, like, doesn't want to be in a relationship, like, a reason as well, right? Because it technically would be fundamentally different at that time.
Yeah, I guess. But I think it's easier for me to not be attached if
you're going to hook up with someone.
If I only want to hook up with someone, but
yeah. It's weird, like, there's, like, some things, like, about, like, hooking up, where it's, like, I want to ask you, but then ask you that.
It's okay, you're anonymous. I will cut it out if I feel it's too weird. You can ask anything.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, what did you think of hooking up with people from the dating apps after your first one? Or, like, I guess before you...
After my first hookup experience?
Before you hooked up with anyone, and then after the first experience. Like, did it change?
What do you mean?
Like, your thoughts on...
After I've had one person to hook up with, or after I've had one hookup with one person, with this person?
How do you feel about hooking up with people, like, casually? How did you feel about it before you've hooked up with anyone before? And then after the first person, did that change?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, okay.
Because the first time was my first sex. Mm-hmm. So I think I was really easy to have feelings.
Right, that makes sense.
But I don't think I've made much progress now. I don't think I'll do that again. But if I meet this person at this time and hook up with him, I don't think I'll get attached.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I could see how it would be weird because... You haven't had too much experience in the first time that you
see
someone, there's, like, it's hard to separate.
Yeah. That's not a weird question. What about, how did you lose your virginity? Is your girlfriend?
So I actually had, like in high school, I had, like, a girlfriend where we did stuff, but we didn't go all the way. And I didn't end up losing my virginity until I was in
college,
second year of university. And then it was with someone that was actually just like a friend. And then we were talking, and I asked her if she just wanted to be friends with benefits. And then we just slept together a few times. That was it. But then I think because I've had relationships and done like sexual things before, like it was easier to probably separate the two than for your experience. Yes.
Do you think friends with benefits work? I don't know.
I think it depends on the person.
I think you have to be friends
work.
First.
But it can work.
You can't just meet someone and start being friends with benefits.
I think you can, because I think it's just that if two people are looking for someone to sleep with, but they don't want to sleep with different people and they just want something regular, then it's just like,
yeah,
you just like have a relationship with someone where you would just like...
And would that be exclusive?
I think that just depends on like the two people,
yeah,
right? Like it can be like whatever you want it to be. It depends on the person what they want, right? But I think it just depends on the person, but I think for some people it can work, but for some people...
Did it work for you back then in second year?
Yeah. I've had it with one person when I was here too, and I didn't have any issues either.
Because for me, I've been asked which was my first sex experience, but basically that person said he wants to be friends with benefits, but I feel like there's no aspect of friendship at all.
Yeah, I think the term's very loose, right? It's more like just someone you guys can, you're not in a relationship, but like you guys
have a sexual
relationship.
Without fucking.
I think, like I said, it just depends on if you guys want to.
I feel like usually the guys don't want to.
I think it just completely depends on
I think they just use the term to like...
That's true. I think it's just very loose in the sense
it's just a euphemism for fuck buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, I think they're the same, but...
Friends with benefits sound a lot nicer.
Yeah, that's true. That makes sense.
But I think if you start with friends, maybe, mm-hmm, that's
it. Maybe for you, more of a fuck buddy than friends with benefits.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to put the friend part to it. I don't call anyone a friend.
That's right. Person with benefits.
Person... Or just benefits.
Benefits with this person. What was the shortest amount of time between talking to someone until you hooked up with them?
One date.
Same date?
Yeah. Mm.
Was it? Because I know for myself, as long as like both people are attracted to each other and they're like into the similar thing sexually, like I can like personally like sleep with someone like pretty early,
like in 3 seconds.
No, not like 3 seconds. Like I want to like have a conversation, like meet like somewhere in public, but like I'm fine with it. But I know for some people, like my friend, for example, even if he's like attracted to them, like it's not easy for him to like sleep with someone until he has like a not like a romantic relationship, but he has some sort of like connection and like knows them a bit better. But like for some, like, so
okay. I don't,
so how was it for you? Like,
no, because, I don't have that,
so it was like easy for you
too. Yeah, when I said like I'm looking for a relationship, but I will settle for a casual relationship, because if I'm looking for a relationship with this person, then if the attraction is not as strong, I feel like I could develop that later on.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. How was that date, like where you slept with him the
first date?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, how was it?
Like, was it good?
Yeah. And I didn't get attached.
That's good.
Yeah.
Were you proud of yourself?
I'm very proud of myself.
Just kick him out after?
No, he stayed, but kicked him out the day after.
That's fair. Do you ever get like a feeling of, it's weird because like ultimately like I would like to like have a family and like have kids like eventually, right?
Yeah.
Like I'm not thinking specifically about that now, but like eventually like as you're dating you have to like
look for that,
right?
Yeah.
So like sometimes I felt like when I've like hooked up with people, like it's fun, but after I'm done, I'm kinda just like feel like
sad.
Kind of. Not fully, but kind of just like, what am I doing here? And you just, but like not all of them, but like sometimes it's just kind of like, oh, like.
Does it have anything to do with the girl or it's just you?
Maybe. I'm not sure. That's why I asked, like, if you've ever like had that, because.
Sometimes, yeah. But I haven't hooked up that much.
Mm. How much?
My body count?
Sure. Well, I was going to ask
you. Are you going to tell me yours?
So when I first moved here, by now it's probably around like... But then in the last 2 years, I think I've slept with... In the last 2 years. But then when I first moved here, it was more like... Because I was kind of like, oh, like... This, it's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of like my friends as well just like want to be able to just fuck around for a while before you
settle down.
I guess so, yeah. And it was like fun for a while. And then it's like I'm still like not obviously not against it, but I'm not like trying for it or like actively looking for it. Like it's just like much more like whatever like happens, but I'm not like going out of my way to like hunt for it. Do you care about stuff like that? Like
body count?
Yeah.
Not really.
As long as they're clean.
Yes. I prefer guys with more experience.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What about you?
I think that when I was younger, I wanted, like, because you're like more immature, so you're like, oh, I don't want to be with a girl who's like slept with too many people, right? But then now that I've like, I guess, gotten a little bit older, like, I don't really care, like, as long as they're
healthy.
They can communicate and they're clean. But like, it's more important that like we are into like similar things, like sexually, like we have like similar like.
Are you into kinks?
Well, I mean, everything in sex is like someone's kink kind of thing, like what you're into, right?
Yeah.
Like, I just don't like it, like if a girl like won't make any sounds or like it's like not expressive, because it feels like you're not doing a good job. That's like what's more important to me, is that like if a girl's like expressive and like communicative like during it, then that's like more fun for me, more so than like the experience, like, because even if like someone's like not experienced, as long as they show like they're enjoying it or whatever, like that's better, right?
Yeah, sometimes I feel I also have the guy's mindset where, like, in the past when I was younger, I'd feel I just want to have like a stable relationship, but now I kind of feel like, what if you just end up with someone and you still want to explore new things, and but you're tied down to a person?
Exactly.
And I start to understand that.
I think it's because growing up, you are shown this very romanticized and like idealistic view where like you can like meet someone like early on and like sort of have like a very like have a relationship that just turns into like a sort of like fairy tale ending. I think obviously for most people, I think as you're growing up, you kind of realize that's like not easy to have, and then it's much more normal to just figure things out for yourself than to fall into some sort of like idealized.
I used to envy if I see like a couple knowing each other since high school or really young and then stick together for like 10 years and then get married and stuff, but then they also have to sacrifice exploring.
Exactly. I know a couple who've been together since they were 13 and now they're 34. Which is, in one way, I'm impressed and I'm happy with them, but another way, I'm like, holy fuck, that's kind of crazy. I feel like if I was in that relationship, even if I wasn't happy, I'd be too afraid to leave, because, like, you don't know anything else. Like, that's everything you know. Like, that's all you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But
like,
I feel
when
like
I found out, I was like, holy fuck.
But ideally, I don't have much hope about it, but I feel like my future partner, if it could be open enough that we could try new things together, even if we're in a relationship.
Like, what do you
open,
mean? Like what?
Like open relationship or,
oh,
or like other kind of things.
Oh, you'd be willing? Like, is that something you'd be interested in? Interesting.
Or, I don't know, maybe I'll find someone I am happy enough with him and don't want to do anything else. But if we both have that desire or to try that.
Interesting. I don't think I could ever
open
be polygamous or have open relationships, because I think I'm like a pretty jealous person. I don't think in an unhealthy way, but it's like I don't want like
but
the thought
like
of like
don't
the
get
girl,
attached
but the girl easily. That I'm right but like if I am like I don't want like just the thought of like the girl I'm dating like being with someone else. It's just like,
no, but you can do it as a couple.
But even still like that idea to me, like I think I would just be
what
so
if
jealous.
It's another girl and you'll be okay.
I don't know, to be honest. Like, I think it's different, but then when I think about it objectively, like, still,
definitely,
like,
I
it still
be
would be considered
jealous,
cheating if that was not, like, if you're not in an open relationship, even if your partner went to someone with the same sex, like, and realistically, that's still cheating, right? Even though it kind of feels really different. It kind of feels a little different, right?
For example, I had an episode where I talked with a girl who is bisexual and who is married, and both she and her husband are bisexual, and they have a lot of wild experience adventures
with other people.
With other people, other couples, queer especially. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
And I feel like, I think I would also be jealous, but if you're just an old couple and want to spice things up, or
yeah, maybe if I'm really old, but right now I can't see myself.
Like, what if you don't get everything out of a relationship, and what if you want to explore new things? Do you think if you find someone you want to come in a relationship with, then you don't mind not trying other things? You don't mind missing out on other things?
I think for me, a big thing was being able to like hook up with people and like just like have like casual sex, right? And I think like now that I've had it, it's still fun, but then I sort of like, for me, I just figured it's always going to be there also, right? Like
you've seen what it's like, and
yeah, like it's always going to be there if you ever want it, right? So it's kind of just like, I don't think I'll like, it'll be something I want on my mind, but I don't think you can ever meet someone who's perfect for you in every single way either. Like, I think you always have to make some compromises and make some sacrifices. So I think it just depends on if you meet a person that is worth it, I guess, to compromise some things for you. That's how I see it, I guess.
Yeah, but I feel like it's really hard to find that on dating app, because I feel like with my friends or classmates or people I've known for a long time, it's easy to make compromises, but with someone I just meet, I feel like it's not just attraction or how compatible you are, but time is also very important. It's just shared experiences. So I'm not too positive that I will find that from dating apps.
I think I know what you mean, but also I've met people like off dating apps that like I liked a lot, and I'd be like very willing to like go into a serious relationship with.
But you like a lot because you're attractive, right?
No, like attractive. Like, I think being physically attractive is important, but I think that's just like the first step, right? Like, I think you have to be interested enough. Like, someone has to be like physically attractive enough for you to want to see where things go with them, right? But then I've also like had conversations with people who I thought were like very physically attractive, but like you just don't really click. I've met people where I felt like it was a bit more of a click, where like I would like to see where it kept going. But like you said, like I think as long as you're both willing to like put in the time, you can get there as well through dating apps. I don't see it being super different from meeting people in real life either, because once you meet someone, you're still going to have to like communicate with them over text and like find time to like hang out, right?
Yeah. Do you like dogs?
Yeah, a lot. I want to get one, but my place doesn't allow pets.
Yeah. I just moved out of campus during COVID.
You didn't want to stay?
Cheaper.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people want to move off campus to have more of a
life.
A little bit more of an independent experience and get away from school, I guess.
Yeah, I feel like I get to explore more.
Did you have a roommate or did you live by yourself on campus?
Yeah, I had 5 other roommates.
Whoa.
And one of them brings home guys a lot, and we can hear everything.
Oh. That's why I'm so glad I don't have roommates. Because when I first moved here, I had roommates for a while, and it was like, they were so messy and noisy. So like, they'd be wearing their shoes inside the house.
Oh really? Like, are they white?
Yeah. And then it's just like,
that's a deal breaker.
For you, for dating?
No, for roommate.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if that, is that allowed to be on the podcast? Someone's going to report you.
Why?
We're going to say it's promoting racism. People are so, sort of, I guess, sensitive and willing to report everything.
Why do you think I'm referring to Asians who take their shoes off? It's racist.
Yeah, like they would do their dishes and the sink would just be like full of like dirt dishes all the time. And they'd come home like super loud all the time. I don't know. It's terrible. And after I moved out, I'm like, wow, I don't ever want to meet again. Do you visit home often?
Usually every year, not this year.
Yeah. Not last year, right?
Not last year. Probably not this year either.
Did you do much here during COVID?
Not much. Online classes.
Online classes.
Going on dates.
Dates.
That's about it.
Did you lose your virginity during COVID?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That at least you like have that during that time. What do you think of our conversation so far? Do you think it's something that...
I think I can make a podcast. Yeah, if the quality is okay.
That's true. Yeah. That's the one thing.
I feel like your Chinese sounds a little like with a Taiwanese accent.
Really?
Did you go to a Chinese school with a Taiwanese teacher?
What kind of sentence should I say so you can hear my accent? I think my accent's okay,
What's the most complicated sentence you can say?
That's a lot of pressure. I don't know. Like, my Chinese is very basic. Like, I can greet people and like ask basic questions and like kind of catch words here and there, but I'd be like, if my Chinese could even be half as good as your English, I'd be very happy. I don't know, it's funny because my best friend is Chinese too, but he's born here, so his Mandarin is like for sure better than... No, his parents speak Mandarin, so okay. Like his Mandarin isn't like great. He doesn't know like anything technical, but he can carry on conversations like...
Isn't Chaoshanghua very similar to Cantonese?
Kind of. I can speak a little bit of Cantonese and a little bit of Mandarin. But yeah, so like, we'll be like hanging out like back home, because he's moved here too. But we used to hang out at his house and then...
Did you have to take a second language back in high school?
Yeah, I picked Latin.
Oh, really?
It's easy. Because I searched online the different teachers and they said this teacher is super easy. So I was like, okay. Oh. Because I went to a...
BreakMyTeacher.com.
I went to a Catholic high school. Oh. Not because I'm religious, but because it was
good.
Like a good...
Yeah,
supposed to be
that's
a good
what
school.
Asian parents do.
So then... And it had like a reputation. So my parents were like, you should take the entrance exam here. And then I took it and we just went there. And then...
Did you enjoy the religious part of it?
No, because every year, once a year, you have to take a course called religious studies. And they teach you about different religions, right? And it doesn't do anything for like your university registrations. It doesn't do anything.
But did you enjoy the content?
No, because I didn't have any interest in learning about it, right? Like, if I had a choice, I'd rather not take it and just have a spare course and just hang out with my friends or like go home early or something, right? Like, I only went to that school for the sake of like, because it was like supposed to be a better school. So like, I don't like having to do something if I don't have to do it, right? So like, I wasn't like very receptive. You're doing CS, right?
Did I tell you?
One of the episodes.
Yeah.
You're like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Creep. You're much more friendlier and talkative in person.
Yeah, I was pretty mean.
Like, I asked like, oh, like, how have your last dates been? You're like, I always get this question. I don't want to answer. I'm like, okay. What do you want me? Like, at least I'm asking something. But then, you know, me and my friend, like we're Chinese, but we're like born here, right? But we still like prefer like Asian girls. But then we moved here, and then there's like a lot more mainlanders here than back in Alberta. Like they're there too, but like much more here, right? So then, like on dating apps, like we'll match with them, and then we're always like, fuck these like mainlander girls, because like you ask them like, how are you doing, and they're like, good. And they don't respond anything else. And then you're like, oh, okay. Like,
But you asked how you're doing. How are
like,
you doing? That's
like
a terrible question.
Or, yeah, sorry. That's not good. But sometimes we'll be like, do you want
to
go out sometime? Or we'll ask something related to their pictures, right?
Okay.
Like something
yeah,
in their
yeah,
picture.
Yeah.
And then they'll just respond with like a one-word answer. And we're like, what the fuck? Like, why are they even... Do we just look stupid to them or something?
I feel the same thing with guys asking, hey, how are you? How are things going? Like, I feel like those questions are really annoying because...
Yeah, I can't blame girls because I think realistically, girls' accounts, you've matched with so many people, like, you're not going to respond to anyone. So, like, you're more likely to respond to people who have put more effort into their questions or, like...
What I do now is... When I used Tinder, but now I'm not using Tinder anymore because I got banned.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe someone reported me or
maybe,
something.
Maybe someone, you stopped talking to someone, he got
banned
and reported
me. Yeah, maybe. But from starting to use Tinder last year to this point, if I match someone, I'll talk first and say something that's not like, how are you and stuff.
That's rare though.
Yeah.
Like, I think a lot
because
of mainlander girls.
I feel like, why else would I bother match them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a lot of mainlander girls, like, don't though.
Yeah.
From our
Most
experience.
Of my audience is mainlander. You're gonna get canceled.
That's the thing, though. We like them, like, but then we're like, oh, they don't like guys like us. They probably think we're stupid because we can't, like, speak Mandarin well or stuff. But, like, we're interested in them, right? But, like, obviously, like, I'm not saying it's their fault or anything, but it's just funny. Like, it's become a joke now. Like, sometimes we'll match, like, with a mainlander girl. We're like, let's see if she responds to us. And then we'll
how do you tell if they're a mainlander?
I think there's, like, a different look to mainlander girls, like their fashion style or their makeup. Like, I'm not saying, like, every single girl we can tell, but I think, like, you can, like, there's a good guess. You can make, like, a good guess. And some of them are much more apparent about it, right? Like, on their profiles, like, it's, like, more obvious. So, like, message them. And then, like, either they won't respond or they'll respond, like, with a dry answer. Like,
are you from mainland China?
Surprise. Yeah, I'm probably going to get canceled, but that's okay. Maybe you'll get the most views because there will be so many of them that, like, listen to them, like, this guy's an idiot. What do mainlander girls think of, like... Like Chinese guys here, but like
born here.
Yeah,
that's what I prefer.
Oh really? Why?
Yeah. I don't really like fob guys because they're like born so rich and they don't have to earn their living. A lot of them. Yeah.
You know what's funny is me and my best friend are like. I don't get in trouble, but it's kind of like we're like, man. I wish I could be born like a rich
mainland boy,
like with like rich parents and just be a piece of shit. Like we always joke, like we're already a piece of shit, but we're poor. Like at least they get to be rich and do it. Like I don't actually think like they're a piece of shit, but it's just like how we joke, right? Like we're like, man, if we had money, like we'd be the biggest piece of shit. But you probably know like how.
Yes, I know. Like, do you mean the fob kind of girls?
How do you separate them?
Like brand clothing, brand bags, and
what else? So that's one group. What else?
Oh, there's fob, and I feel like it's a spectrum how fob you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think we follow like quite a few of the fob ones on Instagram. So like
their lifestyle, or
well, like no, like because they like take so many pictures of themselves, right? And then we always joke about how like we're like we would never be rich enough for them to even like look at us.
I think there's definitely girls like that who would like who wouldn't care about like their partners being like that, but I think it's just a personal preference and yeah.
Well, I think it's like a varying degree, right? Because my ex didn't consider herself wealthy, but then to me I was like, oh, like, it's definitely like more like better off than like how I grew up, right? Like the things that she was able to like do, like or like how like her parents would send her money, and I was like, oh, this is like I don't think she's spoiled or anything. Like I think this is just like normalized in that culture, for example. Like so, I just remember thinking or like seeing how she treated like money, like versus how I treated money, for example. And I thought, it's just like I think it's just like varying degrees of. Like you said, it's like a spectrum, right? Like,
yeah.
I think, like, she probably has, like, so many friends who are, like, much more wealthy. So then to her, she's like, oh, I think I'm, like, pretty normal.
But I feel like there's also a type of girl who look maybe ABG. Like, not born here, but also very rich. And also...
But they're, like, they're also, like, their parents, like, have money, like, in the same sort of, like, way, right?
Yeah. Do you have guy friends who are like mainland from Chinese guys?
No.
Yeah, I feel like
I don't have girlfriends like that either. So I don't really know. I feel like in the past I have felt like I'm not like one of them. I've always kind of not thought of them as like approachable or anything, but I think if you really get to know them, you can't be that different.
No, I don't think so either. I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I just think everyone has, like, their own circles that they're used to, right?
Yeah.
So. I just hope that the audio is useful.
Yeah, I hope so. We go up and turn right.
Okay.
Can you use it?
What should we do now? Should I take the phone? Yeah.
You can drop it off at the intersection at the end. That's really close.
Like right here?
Yeah.
Okay.
See you. Thank you for the podcast.
Thank you.
This is the end of today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the end. If you like my show, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you get your podcast. Please also rate and review my show on Apple Podcasts because it really helps with my global ranking. You can also follow my Instagram account at TENLB_PODS, 10LB underscore pods, where I post updates with cover art for new episodes. Thank you so much for supporting the show. See you next time.